ongoing meetings with the City of Culture company, right up to chief executive level, and I'm delighted to say that, you know, we have full support from them. So it's really a process now of engagement where we're between initial tourism, the town council, and the county council, who we'll be talking to soon as well, and the city, the culture company, really to determine, you know, where's our kind of best bang for our buck and what projects really benefit the Northwest region.
And what can Inishowen gain from the City of Culture year next year?
Well, there's a number of things that Inishowen and, you know, even Greater Donegal can gain. You know, ultimately, the City of Culture is going to be a massive event, and a massive global event in 2013. So there's, at a very basic level, there's the global awareness of the region, getting more specific on it. I mean, there's bed nights, for example. Capacity there is going to be booked to, you know, well over 100% capacity. So there's going to be a massive overspill into the region for hotels, B&Bs, that sort of thing. There's a number, a huge amount of events that are going to be taking place, and the culture company are looking at a large part of the business. It's not just about Derry City, it's about the whole Northwest region. So they're going to be looking to the region to say, look, what else can we do in the region? How do we drive events in those areas? Those events will be, you know, entertainment events, cultural events, historical events, you know, artistic events. So it's the activity levels, and really, I suppose, ultimately, it's trying to bring tourists, bring foot traffic, and capitalize on, you know, commercially on that.